Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after the time of distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, the stars will come falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then too he will send the angels to gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven. Take the fig tree as a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the very gates. I tell you solemnly, before this generation has passed away, all these things will have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven, nor the Son, no one but the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, the gospel of today is talking about certain things that will happen in the future. I hope you are listening. I hope you all paid attention when I was saying the gospel. Did you? Yes. So, if I were to ask you what I read during the gospel, what the gospel is all about, will you be able to tell me? There is no yes. Okay. You are listening to me, but you did not register the words of the gospel. Okay. So let me try to explain a bit what the gospel is trying to say. Our Lord is talking about certain things that will happen at the end of time. He says there will be a great distress. The sun will be darkened. The stars will fall from the sky. So what is he trying to say? There will be an eclipse. Then there will be a great catastrophe in the whole world. Now, these things are to signal the end of the world, the end of time, when all life on earth will cease and Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. Now, this is a kind of language that makes us afraid, that makes us scared. You know, we hear of different prophecies of the end times. And when we hear these prophecies, we become afraid, we become scared, but we should not be afraid. Why do I say that? Once, there are two stories. There is a story that happens with Saint Francis. He was asked, "Father, when you shall die, if an angel were to appear to you and tell you that in the next few minutes you will die and you will appear before the throne of God, what will you do?" Saint Francis was walking in the garden when he was asked this question, and he replied, "I will continue walking in the garden." In order to say, he was trying to say that he's ready to face, you know, the judgment of God. He's ready to appear before the throne of God and face judgment. He was not afraid. There is a story, a similar story I heard when I was still a small boy. The priest tells the story of a saint. It seems that this saint was Saint John Bosco. And then he gathered the boys in the oratory and put to them the same question. "If an angel were to appear to you right now and tell you, prepare yourself because in the next few minutes you will die and you will be judged, what will you do?" So a boy replied, "I will go to confession." Another one said, "I will go and say my prayers Maybe a thought said, I will go and ask forgiveness from my parents and from my friends and from those I have offended. One of the boys replied, I will continue doing whatever I'm doing. So if I'm playing football, I will continue playing football. If I'm reading my books, I will continue reading my books. If you are playing Xbox or whatever, I will continue doing that. Why? Why? Because I am ready. How can you be ready to face God? How can you be so sure that you are ready to face God? There are certain things that a normal Christian must always do. Your prayers every day. Prayer in the morning when you wake up. Prayer before going to bed, before you sleep. Before going to bed, you also ask forgiveness for whatever wrongdoing you may have committed during that day. And you make a promise to God that the following day you will try to be better. You observe the Ten Commandments. I don't know if you all know the Ten Commandments, but a few of them you know. For example, go to Mass on Sunday, keep the holy day of obligation, you know that. So I will do my best that every Sunday I try not to miss Mass. Do not steal, do not kill, do not bear false witness. Respect your parents. No? Be a good Christian. If you do this, there is nothing to be afraid of. We can speak of hell. We can speak of heaven. When we die, we will appear before the throne of God, and God will judge our actions. Depending on how we have lived, if we have lived good lives here on earth, we will have the reward of heaven. If on earth we rejected God's love, if on earth we refuse to observe his will and commandments, there is only one thing which awaits us afterwards, and that's condemnation, everlasting condemnation. But if we try our best to live as good Christians, then we have nothing to be afraid of. We don't need to be scared. If people talk about the end of the world, if people say the sun will fall from the sky or whatever, we are not afraid. We are ready. No, our encounter with Jesus will always be a happy one, will always be a joyful event. For all Christians, for all good Christians, the time of passing away from this life can never be a time of sorrow. It will be a time of great joy. So I hope that we all are looking forward to that day, that we all are preparing to meet our Savior. Never forget that. We are doing whatever we do now. As children, we go to school. As adults, we go about our daily activities. We go to work. We try to make a living for ourselves. In everything we do, always have it at the back of your mind that this world is passing away, and that one day we will have to present ourselves before the throne of God to give an account of our living, of our lives here on earth. Let us try to reflect on what will happen on that day. Let us try to reflect if we will be bold enough to appear before the throne of God. If we will not, let us try to make the amends now. If right now that you are sure that appearing before the throne of God you will be okay, then continue doing whatever you are doing and do not be afraid. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to teach us what it means, you know, to observe God's commandments, to obey his will, because it is only in being good Christians that we can be sure of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.